Or just a short baby.
Mm. Uncle Mike came by. He dropped off these chiladas. You know, they were free.
Everybody went home.
Let me pet your rat.
You drink a few of these, somebody might let you pet the rat.
Well, and let's think about where we got some of these from. Was it West Virginia?
Oh, that, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got some here and some in West Virginia. I think, did it get any in Texas?
What would be the national flavor or the state flavor there, Kendall? Man of West Virginia, right?
I think I got some
hard to say.
And of all these flavors, which would the one they go, that's from West Virginia.
It's not known for its culinary scene.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what really grows well there.
What
not
would they
much of anything.
This with?
Weed.
I mean, like,
I go with a squirrel pot pie.
I've seen some of the meth plantations in West Virginia driving through. It stuff grows
they
like
have
crazy.
A big sign next to the case where this is teeth optional.
Why were you in West Virginia buying chiladas?
Well, it's not.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's not necessarily that we
Dave,
went there
listen,
to buy.
Just watch me. You lean into the microphone and go, Senator, I don't recollect.
Okay, but for I'd the like sake to. Of transparency, if one is driving home to visit family that's in Pennsylvania.
You should have just kept driving.
Well, if you have to go potty.
But if you have to go potty or like gas refill.
It's hard
and
to get to Pennsylvania without going from West Virginia, from this part of the country.
Yeah. Feed the hairless rat, man. I mean, you've got to stop somewhere.
Okay. All right. So what are we thinking about this particular?
It's terrible.
It moved in the opposite direction.
It's run.
Okay. Bad. This is going to be a one, and this is the watermelon picante.
Right, there you go.
Spicy watermelon.
Spicy watermelon.
Again.
Salt beer.
They really enjoy.
I still think there's some peach, but.
Maybe that's the pepper giving you that peachiness.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is if we're going to get a Modelo Chelada, we got to go with the lime.
Lime and salt.
And salt.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yep. That was the only one that, even came close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. To be continued after this brief interlude.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. On the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
To the summer of questionable decisions.
Keep
on driving. Do not fill up your vehicle on West Virginia.
Okay, so good old boy Dave, this is your grandchild.
All right, so we've gone through the chiladas. Basic is better. That's what we figured out.
Yes.
Don't try to get too fancy.
No flavors.
No.
Right. So now we're going to try micheladas. So it's like a Bloody Mary with beer instead of vodka. So everybody try the baseline Michelada in the rim glass.
I got to move my hairless rat, man. That does not suck.
Ooh. Wow. That is spicy.
That tahini on your rim is...
That's the way to go, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
This is half Clamato juice, half regular tomato juice.
Okay. That's a very good combo there. So for those of you making at home, don't dump in just all tomato juice. It gets too sweet.
Yep.
And there's no salinity.
Ah, dang.
in a tomato juice. And I mean, when you have a tomato sandwich, that's one of the key ingredients you put on it. Is put salt, a little salt, right?
Balance that sweetness.
So I think the clamata that you use was.
I think this tahine's caught up in my mustache now. Yeah. That's going to be. I'm going to be paying for this later.
Hmm. Yeah, great like choice. It. Really good, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I give that a 5 all day.
All right.
No one's right on cue.
Yeah. Okay. That's a nice one.
This would be good in the morning, a little of the hairless dog that bit you.
Hairless rat that bit you.
Hey, man, keep that thing on your side of the house.
Okay, all now right. We're going to try something else.
All right, this is E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
E is for everyone.
Well, it smells like tomatoes.
Right.
The color is, you know, cloudy.
Yeah.
This tastes like Campbell's tomato soup watered down a little bit.
That's not a bad way to describe it. So the salinity is completely different on this one versus the homemade one that we just had. So that chlamydia, I mean... What'd you say it was?
Clamato.
Clamato. That's right. I'm sorry, Dave. I got those things confused.
How?
It happens. It happens. You know, a lot of fellas.
Chihuahua. Let's see.
Daggum. Yeah, that's what it is to me. This is like when you're making...
It has the odor of tomatoes.
To me, it smells like... And when I was in high school, I worked at a Pizza Hut. And you know the dipping sauce you get with your breadsticks? It smells like that to me. Pizza Hut marinara dipping sauce.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Everybody smelled that one.
Yeah.
It's at least once.
It's not terrible.
Yeah. It's not terrible.
But it's not something I would go to.
I would not.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys...
It's out of balance. You know? Yeah. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
And
what do you think, Juliana?
I think you're... Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, the tomato juice is... Or the tomato-iness is, like, kind of excessive on the nose. Mm-hmm. You know, like... And you know you're in for a treat.
Well, I think Dave's homemade one really set the bar so high. Mm-hmm, it was so good and balanced and a great choice of ingredients. You know, I think all the RTDs are just doomed. Yeah, because that bar was set so high.
And it's weird. I almost feel like I'm getting a lot of garlic on it or something. Like
They're definitely putting some spices and different things in there.
There's something,
I'm getting into like the marinara thing going on with it, not just tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's an extra zhuzh or something. Okay. So what shall we
Did we rate it? I don't think
No, we're Reverend Mark, what do you think about it though? Sorry.
Well, the salinity is not as off-putting as in the previous examples, but there's no comparison to the...
You like the one with chlamydia?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Well, no.
He did grow up in the 60s, so...
I mean, who's to say?
Oh, heartburn. All right, we're going one?
We're going one. Yes. And this is the Modelo Especial... Enchilada, just as simple as can be, with tomato, salt, and lime.
Yeah.
So. But I don't get any lime.
Well, it's a good thing you can buy those by the can and not the four-pack. That's all I can say for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah. Is Grupo Modelo owned by InBev? Or I think they're standalone.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
It's hard to keep up these days. Things move around.
Oh, you know, the chlamydia is affecting my brain, man. This one has a much heavier mouthfeel on it. Mm-hmm. It's sitting heavier on the palate.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can taste the beer.
Yes.
There's a little malt character to it.
This has a balance.
Some. Less tomato, less salt.
It's less offensive than the last one. How's that?
That's maybe. I don't know.
That's usually how people greet Dave. You're less offensive than the last one.
Yeah. And then I start talking, and they're like,
then it's over.
I'll take it back.
Yeah, then it's over.
What about the liquidy part? Can you drink the liquidy part?
Yeah, we're working on it. What do you think, Reverend Mark?
Well, I think these so-called beer products that we've sampled today kind of show you that.
I like that category, so-called beer products.
that brewing basics are not to be challenged. Meaning that if you want to kind of like bend the edges of a sweet malty beverage, you do it with hops, not with salt.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
It all these have gone to Flavortown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
I think they're on the wrong side of Flavortown though. Hmm. They're in the this.
But this one is slightly more balanced.
Less
than,
offensive.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It is, but I'm getting beer. Like for the first time, I'm actually tasting beer.
Everything got
with
out
my
of the
tomato.
Way. Yeah. There was somebody in the room that said, no, let's put in less of that.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm wondering, though, if you went, say, like on a beer hiatus or a beer fast, let's say for a month, you know, in January, like a lot of people do, and you came upon this for your first beer after a month away from the beer world, would it be a big disappointment?
Oh, I'd be in group therapy for at least 3 years.
I'd take off another month.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would go another month.
Oh, Chihuahua, hand me the vodka, man.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Okay. Well, you know.
A little better.
Better, so we're going with a two.
Is this the no, this isn't the Modelo. Ooh, what is that?
Budweiser.
Wow.
Clamato.
Ooh, the Clamato is the secret, I think.
Hmm.
I don't think the Modelo had Clamato. They just had regular tomato.
Lager with natural flavors and vegetable juice for color.
Vegetable juice. Oh, there's stuff in there.
Yeah, there's stuff. Okay, 5% ABV. And I don't think I mentioned this before, but the
Modelo. What's that one?
The Modelo's.
I think they're like 3.5.
Yeah, I've got to believe they're less than 4.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not saying on there.
It's such low ABV, you can't even see it.
Yeah, you can't even see it.
And not even compliant.
Yeah.
With TTB.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
You can't touch us. All right.
Yeah, okay.
So let's try this next one.
Yeah.
Can-G. That's right. This is our 7th one.
Yeah. Different.
It's kind of sweet in a weird way.
Like a sweet tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm drinking soup. It's very savory.
Mm. I don't.
This needs some serious citrus and lime.
Yeah.
And salt. It just is. It feels punched down.
Yep. I couldn't warm this up and eat it with a
this
real cheese sandwich.
This just needs some saltine crackers on the top of it. And a spoon.
That's hair of something.
Yeah.
That one's pretty gross.
Yeah.
This is
just
a
bad idea.
Yeah, it's just all over the place.
Yeah, we're moving in the opposite direction.
But what is that? What is that I'm tasting? It's like, it's almost like there's something like seafood or something in there.
It's been stirred with a hairless rat, man.
Well, I mean, it could be, that could be Clamato.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh my.
What is that in there? That was Larry's hairless pet rat.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
hairless rat soup.
Mm. Well, we'll call it a chihuahua, though.
Trailer park sangria.
Okay. Sangria. I don't even think the trailer. I think trailer park sangria is better than this. Yeah. So we're going to.
Depends on the trailer park.
Rate this a 1. And this is.
Also,
another Budweiser, and this is Picante Clamato. So, lager with natural flavors and vegetable juice again for color, but this time with peppers.
Yeah, so it's just but I didn't even get any spice.
But I was picking up, you know, a lot, like I said, savory, but no real heat from spice. Yeah. It's just weird.
No, whereas with the Modelos, you were getting a heat at the end of the fruit.
Do they do tasting panels on these things before they?
They hire some guy out of the parking lot to go, tell us which one doesn't suck.
Okay. Yeah. All right, last but not least, let's try this last one.
All right.
The color on it is odd. It
smells interesting.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. That's the worst of the bunch.
Okay, this smells sweet.
Very sweet.
Right? It smells like a Jolly Rancher.
It's definitely Jolly Rancher.
Definitely Jolly Rancher time. Like something's been blended.
Tastes like a Jolly Rancher that I already swallowed and then threw up.
Oh, man.
And then tried to eat again.
Holy crap. Okay.
This tastes like a blend of, like... I'm waiting for something chunky.
Give me a minute. I might produce something chunky.
Yeah, this is as bad as anything.
I have to reset my palate with the original. This is really bad. That's the worst of the bunch.
What is that?
That sat on the shelf in West Virginia for at least 5 years.
Whoever provided that for the show should be
shot.
Oh my God!
Bang bang!
That is so bad.
How dare you, Julie?
Yeah, Reverend Mark, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I think that whoever came up with these flavorings, it must have been someone like, remember Clark Griswold, who was with Family Vacation?
Oh, yeah.
He was a food additive specialist and put, like, you know, shellac on cornflakes to make them look nice.
I thought you were going to say whoever came up with this must be like the Marquis de Sade or something.
But it's kind of like, it gives a whole new twist to the phrase ultra processed. Ultra processed.
I like that. It's wonderfully descriptive.
It's probably shelf stable for 5 years.
Maybe.
I'm thinking embalming fluid.
Might be onto something.
Formaldehyde.
Is that what gives them that rosy glow afterwards?
Yeah, I would definitely give that to a family member that I'm not quite sure if they're
but
family.
But even the color is just... like turbid scary or something. I don't.
Oh, yours looks horrible compared to ours.
Yeah, right? I think because I got the bottom.
Oh, yeah. You got the dregs out of yours.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to rate this a 1.
So this is the Victoria Vicky Chamois. It is a spiced herbal... lager. That's
a very bad idea.
And like, I'm looking at Untappd right now, and people are rating it like a 5 and a 4.
Boy, you just can't go by that, can you?
How did they even figure out how to get on to Untappd?
Oh my goodness.
This is 3.5% ABV. So for those of you that are watching your weight, this is perfect for you.
I think if you get invited to a bachelorette or bachelor party and you don't want to go and you want to send something there to make sure that those friends have a good time and leave you out of it, send a case of that.
If you want to drink a beer named Vicky...
Yeah. My gosh.
It's a shame what they did to Victoria beer because it's great on its own.
It's a
solid Mexican beer.
That's her favorite, Julianne's favorite lager from Mexico. I'm more of a Modelo guy, but yeah, Victoria is good. But
well, I had I just naturally stepped into tuning up for this show today because I ate quesabira. For lunch today over at Garden Fresh, best quesabira tacos in town. And the other shows I have to record today are also about products in Latino countries. So I've been learning how to cuss in Spanish and other dialects of of how you speak Spanish.
Maybe
in
those
Dominican Republic
cigars
as well.
Will burn some of this taste out of your mouth.
If you want to sound like a local Dominican Republic, you just have to carry out the last part of any word. So it's like, Reverend Mark, it's a Kindle. So, yeah, there you go.
So I was trying to figure out what was on the can, and it's Victoria Cerveza with classic flavors of chamoy and tamarind.
Yeah, none of that works.
Yeah.
I think all the tamarind wound up in your glass.
Victoria is actually owned by Grupo Modelo, too.
Hey, so I think my tip Modelo out of today is make them fresh. They're too good made that way.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Just make them fresh.
And fresh is really tasty. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. As we recover.
Kicking off the summer, baby.
Let's say goodbye. Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
It's been fun, but I'm not sure it's been a pleasure.
This one was special.
This is a rough day.
Yeah. Sounds delightful. Tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Reverend Mark, thanks so much for being here.
It is such a joy. And these products, even though they weren't worth their salt, it was still fun to comment on them.
Good boy, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Adios, muchacho. Hey, come back and enjoy another good episode of Sip, Suds, and Subs. Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I tell you to keep on sipping.
Good boy, Dave.
I like this.
This is good old gal, Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.